welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're here with Simon Weissenberg, CEO at K1T Capital. How are you today, Simon?
Very well indeed.
Is Scott here that you're involved with black box algorithms?
Yes.
It's your fault that the pound crashed on Friday at 1 minute past midnight.
I think that tends to be down to what they call high-frequency traders, and we are absolutely not a high-frequency trader. We run everything based on our algorithm and quantitative analysis, but typically we'll hold a trade for days, weeks, or even months, and it's low-volume trading, so we might do perhaps 10 or 20 trades in a month. It's nothing like the high-frequency traders who might do thousands of trades in under a minute.
Right. I've just noted, but I don't remember you actually looking at the currencies. I mean, that's not an area you look at.
Yeah, so our algo works across multiple markets, although we trade US equities only. The algo is able to identify cycles in commodities and also FX and also in fixed income.
But of course you don't need an algo to tell you which way the pound's going, do you?
Well, yes, but when's it going to bounce? That's what we want to know.
It isn't. It's finished. Right, we've got sell signals in junk bonds, JNK and in Amazon, which might upset one or two people, the last one anyway. Let's have a look at your presentation.
Yeah, so here I just wanted to update the viewers on how we've been doing and I suppose give them some confidence in our strategy. So September 2016 was our best month ever. The K1T strategy made 26.61% in September alone. And this takes us to a positive 18.27% for the first 3 months of our year two. In year one, which ended in June 2016, we made 24.28% for our investors. I guess the key to our success in September was that our algo precisely pinpointed the start of the 2.5% market decline in the S&P 500. And I guess that decline abruptly ended the extended summer doldrums and the lack of market volatility, which, of course, we've seen much more of since that 2.5% decline.
You could really make lots of money if the S&P actually went down and stayed down. Which is really what, in a way, we've been waiting for that. I mean, the conspiracy theories would say that it should have gone down more.
Volatility plays into our hands, so we generally profit from volatility, whether that be because it creates declines or whether it creates opportunities, in our opinion.
Okay, well, let's move along to... your first sell signal, which...
So here we want to talk about our new short position, which we've entered in the last 24 hours in the stock JNK. So JNK is the ticker symbol for the Barclays High Yield Bond ETF, which is a US-listed ETF. It perfectly tracks the total returns from a basket of junk bonds. And by going long or short of this ETF, you can get long or short exposure to US high yield bonds, or as they're otherwise known, junk bonds. So in our opinion, as interest rates have been held so low for so long, many yield hungry investors have added to these junk bonds to their portfolios in search of yield. They have therefore experienced a fantastic bull run since 2008 and the global financial crisis. We think there is a significant potential for the bonds to do very badly in the months ahead. Our algorithm has just generated a sell signal in JNK. Last night we shorted JNK at 36.81, which is roughly where it closed last night. And our algorithm suggests that a sharp down move could see JNK trade below 36 in the coming days and weeks. And we expect a short-term move of around 2.5%. So it could be a nice opportunity for your viewers.
Okay.
And then if we move on to our final slide, here we'd like to talk about Amazon. So... a few months back, we had a series of sell signals on Amazon, and indeed we came on the show and described those sell signals. And although we were short, there were short-term pullbacks post our signals, and in fact, our strategy was able to cover our shorts at the time. The major decline that we had been forecasting did not happen. Well, today we're going to double down on our prediction. So our algorithm has generated the most extreme Amazon sell signal we've ever seen. And we think Amazon has reached a major peak. We see at least a 10% correction from here, with the possibility of much steeper declines over the months ahead. I guess, you know, wanted to provide some rationale or some thoughts on where Amazon is. So some of your viewers may know or have heard of Doug Kass. He's a US hedge fund quintarian. And he recently noted the absolute bullish consensus amongst market commentators on Amazon. And such consensuses tend to coincide with major turning points. And I suppose I'd like to provide a few stats that can also put Amazon's share price into perspective and, if you like, sanity check the logic of our negative view on Amazon. So the market cap of Amazon briefly exceeded $400 billion for the first time when the price was above $844 last week. The trailing PE ratio is currently 210. And to put that into perspective, Walmart's PE ratio is currently 14.6.
Yeah, but Amazon's special.
Well, is it really? And actually, I mean, look at this. Amazon's annual revenues are one quarter of Walmart's. And Amazon's market cap is double that of Walmart's. And to your point, Amazon is special. Well, next year marks 20 years since Amazon listed. So this is no longer a fledgling stock. And obviously, there is a growth story. I understand that. But when is it going to deliver profits? And will they really live up to these high expectations?
Yeah, but it's just that joy when you send yourself something on Amazon. Somebody send you something on Amazon. I mean, you know, it's worth a 200p.
It's a great company, but I think it's slightly overvalued.
Okay, well, we'll have to agree to differ on that one for now. But the technicals there do look rather difficult to argue with, even if the fundamentals are rather questionable. Simon Weissenberg, CEO at K1T Capital, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.